When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. The Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 334 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by... Courtney Rogers!
Courtney's in the chat!
Oh my goodness. We are reading... We're discussing part 3, chapter 11 of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, The Bribe. So make sure you've read the chapter and ready to curl your way through the details.
Like this?
No.
No, like sport.
Oh, okay. That's acceptable.
Catherine.
What?
Recap.
This one's short.
Is that a...
Why am I looking at that?
He's curling.
Oh, look at that. Curling gopher.
I wish that was real.
Oh my god.
Look at the little.
They're so good. Oh my god, perfect. Went right in the center.
Oh my god.
God, perfect.
That execution.
Would you look at that? Would you look at it? Shut your mouth.
Well, it's gotta open somehow.
Why? That was good. There you go.
Tried.
You can't do like a nose laugh? There you go.
I hate it.
Oh, God. Recap. Okay. Yeah. The conversation with Remus turns a little bit tense. Not intense, because that's later. It's just tense. Words are exchanged. Tempers are high.
Dad's here!
And regrets are had. Looks like Mooney won't be joining the adventure. Go back to your wife and kid.
That's not the notes. Would you like to read? Always.
Okay, Snape.
Yes.
Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they will too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flickcast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and gives you access to all of our exclusive extras. As always, we are accepting Potter stories or just any fun stuff, questions, or concerns to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
So,
what was that? I puked a little in my mouth.
You went, what?
Yeah.
You okay?
Well, yeah, I will be. It's okay.
It's a burn.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll keep that. Anyways, so after all of this...
It was a joke. It's because we were talking about Snape.
Sure, Jan.
Oh, my God.
I thought you really did. She probably did. Look at her. Anyway,
So after all this, after all that drama with Lupin, right?
Lupin.
Waiting for Mundungus.
Mundungus.
I see the Daily Prophet and it's got this headline. Exclusive extracts from the upcoming biography of Albus Dumbledore. And Harry's like, I can't feel worse than, you know, rock bottom, right?
Are you sure? Oh.
Did you know it's a city next to Bikini Bottom?
it really is.
I didn't make that up.
Mold on the Wold?
What? What? Rock bottom! What just happened?
Mold on the Wold? Was a fancy feast cat food meaty bits moment. How many bingo cards did you just do? Oh gosh.
I forgot I was playing bingo.
What?
I wanted to play.
You're not allowed.
I can do whatever I want.
Then you're just going to intentionally say all the things that are on your card.
Yeah, why don't you just read them off with the free space, you idiot? Anyways, Harry's like, this can't get any worse. Let's just read.
Rock bottom, not mold on the Wold.
Okay. I'm just going to read the whole thing. And
I
then
wish you the best of luck.
Why?
Just because we're something else today.
Quote, proud.
Sorry. I was trying to. I was trying to be good.
These mics pick up everything.
I know.
All right, quote. Proud and haughty, Kendra Dumbledore could not bear to remain in Mold on the Wold, which is also next to Bikini Bottom.
Which is also next to Rock Bottom.
And Glove World.
Glove World?
Are you even here?
Were you here?
What are you guys talking about? I don't remember what I was doing that I didn't hear you say this.
Thinking about Rock Bottom.
Good thing I have my glove candy dispenser.
Ew, glove flavored.
Oh my god.
God.
Do you remember that episode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now that I'm thinking about it, it's like a bed.
Literally.
Yeah. Okay.
We're gonna watch.
I thought I was
one.
Paying attention.
Okay.
I was not.
So Kendra can't remain in Mold on the Wold after her husband Percival's well-publicized arrest and imprisonment in Azkaban. She therefore decided to uproot the family and relocate to Godric's Hollow, the village that was later to gain fame as the scene of Harry Potter's strange escape from you-know-who. Like Mold on the Wold, Godric's Hollow was home to a number of wizarding families, but as Kendra knew none of them, she would be spared the curiosity about her husband's crime she had faced in her former village. By repeatedly rebuffing the friendly advances of her new wizarding neighbors, she soon ensured her family was left well alone. Quote, slammed the door in my face when I went around to welcome her with a batch of homemade cauldron cakes, says Bathilda Bagshot. The first year the first year they were there, I only ever saw the two boys. Wouldn't have known there was a daughter if I hadn't been picking plangentines by moonlight in the winter after they moved in and saw Kendra leading Ariana out into the back garden. Walked her around the lawn once, keeping a firm grip on her, then took her back inside. I didn't know what to make of it. It seemed that Kendra thought the move to Godric's Hollow was the perfect opportunity to hide Ariana once and for all. Something she had probably been planning for years. The timing was significant. Ariana was barely 7 years old when she vanished from sight, and 7 is the age by which most experts agree that magic will have revealed itself. If present.
I got a bingo square.
Did I? Is it what, the bell?
Seven.
Seven.
Nobody now alive remembers Ariana ever demonstrating even the slightest sign of magical ability. Nobody talked to Aberforth. Nobody alive.
Nobody knows who Aberforth is.
Aberforth is just non-existent.
He just isn't there.
Oh my God.
Poor Ab.
It seems clear, therefore, that Kendra made the decision to hide her daughter's existence rather than suffer the shame of admitting that she had produced a squib. What a guess, Rita.
Rita.
That's not the quote. Let's continue the quote. Moving away from the friends and neighbors who knew Ariana would, of course, make imprisoning her all the easier. The tiny number of people who henceforth knew of Ariana's existence could be counted upon to keep the secret, including her two brothers, who deflected awkward questions with the answer their mother had taught them, quote, "My sister is too frail for school." Next week, Albus Dumbledore at Hogwarts, the prizes and the pretense. Let's unpack some things.
Okay.
Plagentines.
Yeah, what's that?
Plagentine.
Yeah, Bathilda was picking plagentines.
The wiki says...
Believe it or not, I heard.
Okay. Your track record
you
today.
Know, listen.
Presumably...
Wait, where are you getting this information?
The wiki.
Oh, thank you.
I love how you're listening. You were like, I'm listening, and then you didn't listen to me say that.
Wait, you already said it?
Sure did.
Oh. I just wanted to get a bingo
it's
square.
It's like I'm back teaching first grade. Presumably either a magical fruit or a flower, I would assume. I just always thought fruit because of clementines.
Do you think it's like a plum and a clementine?
That could be delicious.
I'm sure they've made
Plangentine.
So it's composed of this is the Edom etymology. That's probably on a bingo card. Plangent, meaning resounding, noisy, deafening, thundering, piercing, booming, shrill, and vibrant. Also in Latin,
wait, what?
Plangere, which means to cry or yell out. Are these screaming fruits?
The screaming roots! The screaming roots!
Yeah. Plus the suffix "-ine", may have been derived from clementine, type of orange hybrid, meaning mercy or gentleness. So it's... yelling gentleness.
That's maybe weird. It's like a potion ingredient of some sort.
I'm sure.
It's something. It's a something. So that's what she's picking. Apparently, I would think like it's this magical plant, fruit, whatever you have to pick at like a certain time. So like maybe you have to pick them by moonlight.
In the winter.
In the wintertime. Yeah. What I can glean from this article is that Rita likes to, it's like made for like a movie, takes a real storyline and embellishes, right? So I have to draw my own conclusions about certain things because there's lots of unknowns. So I think she is right about the purpose of going to Godric's Hollow is to kind of start over and to hide Ariana from sight. Because as we have deduced ourselves, Ariana is an obscurial. That's not like outwardly said, but because of Fantastic Beasts, we can kind of make that assumption.
Yeah, we can be like 99% certain.
Right. And who knows if we'll ever find out, you know, all of it. An obscurial was a young wizard or witch who had developed a dark parasitical magical force known as an obscurus. This is from the wiki. As a result of their magic being suppressed through psychological or physical abuse. So we see this with Credence Barebone in the Fantastic Beasts series. And we can kind of like put the puzzle pieces together with Ariana to kind of make this educated guess that she is an obscurial because of the events with the muggle boys whom Percival attacked, right? We don't know exactly what they did, but it was enough for her to suppress her magic in this way, turning it inward. And it was enough for her father to want to throw all reason out and hurt these people, which I don't condone physical violence, but I can also see where a parent would
absolutely lose all reasoning skills in the moment.
Right.
Especially depending on what was being done to her to make her.
Who knows?
In that moment. It almost feels like it was that one moment that did that to her. So I don't know how what
it must have been.
What was going on?
Horrible.
Yeah. I don't even want to actually like think about that.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm not feeling that today. I don't want to make any guesses.
Yep.
but that's why Percival was in Azkaban, which I don't know. You can argue all sides. This is like an ethics class question, isn't it?
Yeah, right.
You know? And I feel like sometimes I'm a little bit hardcore, so I'm going to stop. Especially as a mom. But going back to hiding Ariana, if she was found, she would have been taken to St. Mungo's Hospital for milords and miladies.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Or Ariana's.
What did you just say?
For Ariana's.
Ma Ariana's.
Oh, I'm so sorry. but essentially, she would have probably been taken away because of the danger she posed. And I mean, something did happen because she was upset, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So, you know, I just...
Parents do crazy things sometimes to protect their kids.
And I can understand, like, how else can we deal with this besides locking someone away? Do you know what I mean? So that's like, it almost feels very old school in the thought where there were like, people were put away long ago and things were done with them. Like tests were performed on them when people didn't know any better about mental health.
Yeah. People getting thrown into like an asylum instead of being helped, you know?
Exactly. Like, exactly. So it's like, what are we doing here? So yeah, that's what I have from that article.
Green.
Green. So. Next week, Albus Dumbledore at Hogwarts, the prizes and the pretense. So reading that article had, in fact, made Harry feel worse. and it has also increased his hyperfixation on Godric's Hollow. This definitely didn't make that any better. So both him and Dumbledore lost loved ones there. He wants to go talk to Bathilda, and he was about to ask Ron and Hermione again when... Crack. Whiz bang crack.
Is that Dumbledore when he's like,
yeah.
You can't deny.
Creature. Creature and Mundungus appear.
I love Meg's Mundungus.
You might get some in a second. He thought for a second, Harry thought for a second that it was going to be Remus again.
I'm sorry, I called you a coward.
It is not so.
And thankfully, Hermione is thinking quick on her feet because she Expelliarmus's Mundungus's wand away from him just as he was about to try and cast something.
Sucks to suck.
And then Ron tackles him.
Let me go. Let me go.
Ron goes for the physical.
What have I done? Sitting there bleeding ourselves on me. What are you playing at? What have I done? Let me go. Let me go.
There you go.
That was my Jim Dale.
Beautiful.
I tried.
So Harry said,
it's almost like you're listening to the new audio drama on Audible,
but with us.
Fun fact, we've been cast.
What have I done? What have I done?
Do it.
And a bleeding ourself on me. What are you playing at? What have I done? Let me go. Let me go.
Come on, Katie. Come on, Katie.
Come on, this is your audition for Mundungus.
I have some later, though, read.
We'll save it. We'll save it.
So Harry said he had questions for him, and Dung immediately thinks that it's about the Seven Potters. And let me tell you, that feels so long ago.
It really does. Years.
I mean, for us, it really has been a very long time because we are taking our time getting through these chapters, but that's fine. So Dung says, like, he never pretended that he was up for getting killed, but again... they're not here to talk about that right now. And Harry is like, we already knew that you were an unreliable piece of scum.
Did he say that? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Or did he think it? No, I think he said it. Yeah, he said, we already knew you were an unreliable piece of scum.
Well, why the hell am I being down my house, though?
What?
Different, I don't know. It's
what?
Song, you can't hear him.
Hold on, do it again.
No, I like doing a different part of him.
Whoa.
Why am I being hunted down my house, though? Why am I country? Or is this about them goblins?
You're Jimmy Dungus.
Jimmy Dungus.
Jimmy.
No, Magno.
Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy. You shut your mouth.
I hate him.
Huh?
Jimmy.
Your Jimmy.
Yeah.
There is no my Jimmy.
I am Jimmy.
I like your Jimmy.
Jimmy would talk to you about lawnmowers.
Lawnmower is a lawnmower.
Words of wisdom.
That was a bingo square.
I ain't got none of them left, or you could have them. And then Harry said, it's not about the goblets either, although you are getting warmer.
When you're shopping around for a wireless provider, don't you always think, what's the catch? Well, I heard for a limited time, all of Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. And I thought, what's the catch? But after I talked to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They don't have retail stores or salespeople, and instead they deliver premium phone plans directly to you. All plans come with high-speed data, unlimited talk and text, and they're delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan, and you bring your phone number along with all of your existing contacts. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/swish. That's mintmobile.com/swish. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/swish. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. One thing we love doing, taking ideas and making them real. That's what this podcast is, and we couldn't do this without a ton of help from amazing people. So when we started selling online, we found the perfect business partner. Yep, it's Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
Shopify grows with your business no matter how far or how big you grow. Thanks to an endless list of integrations and third-party apps, anything you can think of, from on-demand printing to accounting to chatbots, everything you need to revolutionize your business.
Shopify makes it easy for you to show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style with gorgeous, flexible templates and powerful tools.
And once you've reached your audience, Shopify has the internet's best converting checkout to help you turn them from browsers into buyers.
What we love about Shopify is how, no matter how much you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take your business to the next level.
Running a growing business means getting the insights you need wherever you are. With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere.
Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way.
This is Possibility, powered by Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/swishandflick, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/swishandflick to take your business to the next level today.
shopify.com/swishandflick.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Shut up and listen. So
he's for serious.
He's just feeling great to have something to do because he's angry and is guilty and just wants to demand answers out of someone that he doesn't have any attachment to.
And he openly thinks that it feels real good to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Need a punching bag and maybe doing some deep breaths.
His wand is so close to Mundungus, his eyes are crossed, trying to focus on it. This is amazing. Ready? When you cleaned out this house of anything valuable, Harry began, but Mundungus interrupted him again. Sirius never cared about any of that junk. What?
I love.
What's in your hand?
It's a piece of my pants.
Why is my voice all squeaky?
It's a piece of my pants.
I just ripped it off.
The teacher in me saw that and I wanted to be like, you need to throw that away.
I love in the movie how he goes, when you clean that.
How would you just continue? So in all seriousness.
I love in the movie when he goes, when you cleaned out this house of anything valuable, don't deny it. And he like interrupts himself because like Dung's about to be like, oh, I didn't. That's literally all I wanted to say.
Great. It's a piece of my pants. Oh, my stomach hurts. You're hurting my hernia.
Sorry.
Oh, Sirius never cared about any of the junk. There was the sound of pattering feet, a blaze of shining copper, an echoing clang, and a shriek of agony. Creature had taken a run at Mundungus and hit him over the head with a saucepan. Call him off! Call him off! We should be locked up! Screamed Mundungus, cowering as Creature raised the heavy bottom pan again.
He's probably like,
I know. Creature, no! Shouted Harry. Creature's thin arms trembled with the weight of the pan still held aloft.
Perhaps just one more, Master Harry, for luck.
Ron laughed. We need him conscious, Creature, but if he needs persuading, you can do the honors, said Harry. Thank you very much, Master, said Creature with a bow, and he retreated a short distance, his great pale eyes still fixed upon Mundungus with loathing. Master Harry, first of all, we've got a name.
It changes.
Yeah. The beauty of this, the growth of their relationship. Creature wants to defend.
He does.
Harry, and yeah. Also he's probably like, you stole Master Regulus's actual locket, and I'm gonna mess you up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A saucepan.
That's a word for it.
He went.
Who is he, Rapunzel?
I know, he went Rapunzel on him.
I love it.
It's amazing.
I have got to get me one of these.
So Harry turns back to Dung and asks what he did with the locket. And he's like, why? Is it valuable? And Hermione's like, oh my god, he still has it. And Ron's like, no, he just wants to know if he should have gotten more for it. Which I like this part in the movie. They do it very well.
Please read it with fidelity.
But Dung says, Bleatin' gave away, didn't I?
Yes.
Well, she is. Bleatin' bow and all.
Bleatin' bow and all.
Like a toad.
So, story
there
is.
She is with the whole crux of self.
Mm-hmm. He was selling in Diagon Alley when someone came up to him, asked if he had a license to do such things.
Bleatin' Snoop.
She was going to fine him, but then she saw the locket and said that she'd take that and let him off this time. Who was this woman? Asked Harry. I don't know. Some ministry hag. Not wrong. Not wrong. But then he thinks some more and he says, little woman.
Little woman. Yeah. Bow on top of red. Look like a toad.
There you go.
Harry dropped his wand, which ignited in Dung's face. Oops.
It was an accident, okay?
Hermione Aguamentes him. It's fine. And all three of them are shocked. And this, I want to know, do you think this actually happened, like, an actual feeling? The scars on the back of Harry's right hand seem to be tingling again.
Yeah.
Do you think they 100%. Actually feel the magic of that? I do, too.
Yeah.
Just wondering what you guys
Whether
thought.
It's in his head or, like, literally magic on his hand. At just his thought of her. I don't care either one, but I think he felt something.
Yeah, his
no
hand
matter
was
the
like,
cause.
Ooh, a master.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Ooh, a master. His hand was like, ooh, a master. Thinking about Umbridge.
It's her spell. It's
hate
her
that
spell.
So much. No.
It tingled.
I hate that.
Ooh, I just breathed in weird. It hurt. This is 36.
It really hurt though. Why? All right.
What do we, what do you want to talk about?
Gil said, what am I naming the string that fell off my pants? It's in the garbage, so it's dead to me.
String Stringly after Stick Stickly.
I'm going to name it Jacob.
Oh, Peter Pants.
What's wrong hardly with you?
Because Twilight's on my bingo card.
You know you don't get points, right?
Yes, I do.
No, you for sure don't.
Ooh. Yes, I do, because I'm the chosen one.
Oh, my gosh. What's Vinny, get out. You're grounded already. Did you just get here?
He got here shortly before this episode started.
Oh, okay. He's been lurking.
Dusty fur. What would Dung have done with the locket had Dolores not taken it? Funny answers only.
I don't have a funny answer. What would he have done with the locket if it hadn't been taken? Maybe he would try to give it to somebody that he fancied.
He'd probably stuff tobacco in it.
Can't open it, Catherine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a horcrux.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Made by Lord V.
You're an idiot.
You're that gif of that lizard going.
See, this is what you get. Now a Ravenclaw got a bingo because you're over here. Yes, Janine just got it. And then
I'm happy for you, Janine.
No, you're not. No, you're not. And that's karma for me, because I was like, I ain't on a Ravenclaw. Ah, life. Good job, Janine. Janine.
Please Mia don't bingo asks, just because you can.
No, just because me. Oh, man. Because I was saying all of them. Wheat.
That's an evil laugh.
She said it because she just wanted to mark off her own bingo square.
Oh my god, I get to mark off bingo now too. Okay. Mia, again. Third time I've said her name. Which character would you like to voice in the new Audible series if given the opportunity?
Mundungus. I'm terrible at it.
Filch.
Crookshanks.
I feel like I'm better at Mundungus than I am Filch, though. Mundungus just feels right.
Bling gave it away.
Like a toad.
And Katie K, how many galleons did Dung want to sell it for? As many as his grimy little paws could get.
I don't know. It's like a priceless item that he doesn't know that.
This is a one of kind, genuine snake locket.
Buy a watch. You want to buy a sundial? You want to buy a sundial?
That's all of them.
Do you not know who Genuine is?
What?
I do now.
Who's Genuine?
Katie, Mia made us a playlist.
What?
Remember?
No.
We were uneducated.
Obviously. Oh my god, we have to move on. Yes, that's... Oh god. Okay, move on. We'll talk about it.
Sorry.
You should be.
I'm sorry. That's all of them.
Oh, okay.
Oh, discourse. Janine, there are so many kids these days who have disabilities. Nah, you just see them now because they aren't sent away.
Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the same thing. That's the same conversation that you hear, too, about, like, God, there's so many people who are gay now. It's like,
no, yeah, they've been here.
Because we can openly talk about it without, like,
being
thinking
thrown
that
in jail or,
right,
sometimes that people won't, you know, be terrible.
Yeah.
It's the same Bob's shorts.
Mm-hmm. True. Fan story. This is from Christian from July of 2021, a million years ago.
I can't believe how long ago that was.
I know,
that's kind of gross. Hello, ladies. My name is Christian. I just wanted to start off with my stats. Ooh, I like that. Give Potter me stats. Stats. I'm a Ravenclaw.
Caw, caw.
My wand is black walnut. 12.5 inches. Hard flexibility with a dragon heartstring core.
Isn't that Draco's wand?
Yeah.
I think. Walnut? Yeah.
Black walnut, yeah. Am I
right?
Think so.
Am I right?
My Patronus is a seal. And my Ilvermorny... I almost did it. My Ilvermorny house is Horn Serpent. Also, favorite book is Goblet of Fire. Movie is Prisoner of Azkaban. Here is my humble Potter story. I remember the first time I heard of Harry Potter was when the first movie came out. And since it came out at the same time as Lord of the Rings, my first thought was the two movie posters had the same layout and I was going to watch both of them. Totally fell for the Potter franchise. The movies always gave me peace of mind. I don't remember finer... What?
Malfoy's wand is Hawthorne.
Ah.
Why did I think it was walnut? Who's... Is there...
Isn't... Oh my god. Bellatrix black walnut?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't remember finer details at the time due to it being a... It was during a rough time in my life that I usually refer to as the decade of heck. Trigger warning for divorce.
Okay.
Divorce, loss of multiple young family members, and almost myself. But Potter was a light in these dark times. By the time Half-Blood Prince was going to be released in theaters, I was informed that it was based on a book series and that, like the most book-to-movie stories, there was so much more going on I didn't know about. At the time, Deathly Hallows hadn't released in the book series yet, so I found a box set of 1 through 6 and got caught up in about 2 weeks. So I was ready for Deathly Hallows, aka the camping book, but the Battle of Hogwarts was worth the wait. I haven't done a reread in a long time and still haven't, but I'm following you ladies closely and it's been fantastic. My memory is also spotty because I'm a new dad with my current wife. My girl, Luna, name's a happy accident, love the moon, is 8 months this week and I'm an overnight manager at my job. I'm sure Tiff can attest to the energy drain of a new baby.
Yep.
Then add an overnight job. By the way, she gets along with our dog, Molly, not an accident. Also a small time traveler update. I messaged on Instagram about how I found you ladies May of 2021 on Spotify and have been binging on my drives and night shifts. It is now July 13th, 2021, and I'm listening to September 22nd, 2019, Goblet of Fire, episode 109, Foley's Return.
Jeez.
Can
you believe we talked about Goblet of Fire in 2019?
No. I don't even know what time is. 4 books in less than 3 months. I'm getting there, ladies. I love the podcast, and you amazing ladies keep up the amazing work. Thank you so much. Tiff the Brave, Megan the Ambitious, Kate the Loyal, and Sarah the Wise. God bless you all. P.S. This is long, not sorry, just stating a fact.
Heck yeah, Christian!
I love that. I'm sorry for the hardships that you had in your life, but I'm so glad that Potter is a light like it is for many of us.
Such a common theme for us, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm glad you found us.
Yeah.
It makes me happy. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for your story.
I have another werewolf joke.
I'm down. What, it's a clown.
What is a werewolf's favorite type of salad?
I don't know.
Arugula.
Ew, that's disgusting.
Arugula sucks.
Is that on your list?
Well, it's a type of lettuce, isn't it?
Is it
in, arugula is so
is lettuce,
bitter.
So is lettuce bitter. Part of is lettuce a big old family tree?
I mean, if we wanted to get specific, I could list the types that I don't like.
Not even butter.
That is the most bearable of all of the lettuces.
I do like a butter lettuce.
It's soft.
If you would like to follow us after this unhinged episode,
yeah,
myself and Katie are on Instagram and TikTok at the Petrus Family. Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok at tiffswish_flick. Janine from Ravenclaw got bingo tonight. Congratulations. Which I'm sure means that the standings remain the same.
Yeah. Thanks, Janine.
Ravenclaw, first. Gryffindor, second. Close behind. Nope. Not really. Never mind.
Hufflepuff,
third. And Slytherin,
no,
fourth.
Not really. You're just kidding. Well.
What is this episode for?
Mia.
I don't know.
It's for...
Arugula.
Cookie crisp. You remember that?
Yeah.
Do you remember
that? Why were
that?
We allowed to eat that?
Who doesn't remember Cookie Crisp?
Do you know? They got worse stuff now. They have Kit Kat cereal.
Kit Kat?
Like, it's just candy.
Alana, we were in Ireland, and she had, like, similar to Cocoa Puffs, but whatever Ireland had. She's like, I ate chocolate for breakfast. I was like, you're a 90s kid now, man. Nobody cared what we ate.
Like, I had that every day.
Did I ever tell you about the wax bottle I used to suck gross juice out of and then chew the wax?
Right.
Right.
One of my favorite cereals growing up was Fruity Pebbles.
Dude, craved that when I was pregnant.
I love some Fruity Pebbles every
you
now and then.
You gotta eat them fast, though.
Yeah, I know.
They get soggy.
Yeah. But man, that first bite.
I love
the milk
love,
at the end.
Love Captain Crunch, but it will wreck my
mouth.
The roof of my mouth, man.
It's also like leaves a waxy after.
But
so like, it's
so
Reese's good.
Puffs, but
yeah.
Man,
I kind of like
good.
That. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not saying it's bad. It's just something that happens.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Marty likes that one.
Do you remember that waffle one?
Yeah. Honeycomb. Jinx, you owe me a Coke.
No, not Honeycomb.
Yes.
Not Honeycomb. It was literally like, it was like French toast or
like
something.
Like
Eggo
something.
No, it was French toast.
You have the internet at your fingertips.
Waffle crisp.
No, the French toast.
French
no.
Toast Crunch.
French toast 90s cereal. Come
French
on, Google.
French Toast Crunch. Sarker said.
Oh, yeah, I guess it was. I thought
gotta
it was
have my pops.
Oh, wait, Mia said it too.
Won't you?
Gotta have my pops.
Gotta have my pops.
Yeah, but don't you remember Waffle Crisp too? Wasn't
no.
there a Waffle Crisp?
I think so.
Remember Trix when it was like all the stuff?
Yeah, now it's just
or
stupid
are
circles.
We just adults now and we don't see the shapes anymore? Because Trix are for kids.
Oh my
also,
god.
Shazam is real.
French Toast Crunch?
Percent.
Yeah.
That was it?
Yeah.
1000%. Still a kid.
Oh, same.
And if I don't see those shapes, then they don't exist.
Lucky Charms, man. Lucky Charms. I'd be down with
Lucky
Charms.
Lucky Charms are pretty good.
My mom would be like, you can't just eat the marshmallows.
Watch me.
As if the rest of it is any better for
I
you.
I know.
It's literally cat food shaped.
What is cereal? If not,
you know.
Oh my god, I do remember the purple ketchup McKenna.
Yeah,
green, blue, and purple. And then they had it at Burger King too.
Purple ketchup.
They sure did.
They sure did.
They sure did.
All right. Well, this is for cereal.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, this is for cereal. And probably not getting honey.
For
hut.
My pants.
I can't at least. Can you imagine me eating that in front of Alana when she's gonna go to bed?
Yeah, right.
You can
what
get
if
it.
We got you some and dropped it off?
I don't hate that idea.
I would do that for you.
It feels very backhanded and sneaky.
Hey,
I'm in.
Moms are allowed to have a moment
chime
to
in.
Enjoy themselves.
All right. Well, this is for cereal.
For real.
You know, go ahead and go to our Facebook group. Tell us your favorite sugary cereals from when you were a kid.
Yeah.
If there's any good ones these days, give me a shout.
Did you see what McKenna said?
No.
That's so Slytherin. I love it so much.
My sister cried because I convinced her that the green ketchup was expired, but we had to finish it because we didn't want to waste it. Do you remember that episode?
That is something I would have done.
Do you remember that episode of Arthur where he convinced DW that the green chip was poison and she
yes,
she
I
ate
I do.
It?
Oh my god.
And she like had this whole like existential crisis as like a 3-year-old. Poor kid.
Hilarious.
Arthur. Mm. All right. Well, that concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing. Chocolate my boys.
Okay, but I actually really like Raisin Bran Crunch.
I just bought you some today.
You did?
I sure did.
I love you.
I love you too. That's on my bingo.
What?
I love you.
It's over.
It's over.
I don't care.
It's over now.
I said Mia's name, a swish prefect.
I listened to the Tortured
I got
Poets
bingo.
Thing.
I'm proud of you.
Tell us what your favorite song is.
Please be Michigan McKenna. What did I say it was?
Who's afraid of little old me? I've been playing it for my dad.
You should be.
I think he's really over it, but I don't care. I keep playing it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.